The best way to start your sports weekend. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton on 1320 WILS.
Joe Rexroth from Lansing State Journal will be with us in just about an hour talking Michigan State spring football. We will also be talking Michigan State spring football. We're also going to talk about the rest of the Michigan State football players and Michigan players that are eligible in this draft to be picked, where we think they may go. But I want to talk a little bit about horrible journalism here for a second and maybe switch over into ESPN's coverage of the draft, because good Lord, was it awful. But let's start with Peter King, who, I don't know if you've noticed by reading a couple of his articles, but he's kind of a fan of Andy Dalton from TCU. Kind of a fan.
Just a bit.
And I just want to read some of these things to you, because it's a little excessive what he's been through since his April 21st article. Now, on April 21st, Peter King did a mock draft. And throughout it, he suggested that Andy Dalton should be picked early. Now, as we talked about, sometimes writers and journalists and things value people higher than others do, but this is excessive. Number four to the Cincinnati Bengals. So we're talking number four overall in the draft. He says they will take Blaine Gabbert, says they should pick Julio Jones, but here's what he says about Gabbert. Gabbert, who rarely threw downfield at Missouri, isn't as football smart or as prepared to play in new coordinator Jay Gruden's quick decision passing scheme as some of the other quarterbacks coming out, like TCU's Andy Dalton. Okay, that's an interesting little plug at number four, you're thinking, but I guess we'll read on.
Number four, they ended up taking A.J. Green.
Number eight to Tennessee, should take Dalton. Should take Dalton. And then here's what he says to it, quote, "And there are questions about how dedicated Nick Fairley will be. This is too high for Dalton, of course, unless you think he's got a good chance to be the best QB in the draft, which I do." Plug number two.
Did take Jake Locker.
Plug number two. Plug number three, pick 11. He predicts that there will be a trade by San Francisco. Will pick Prince Amukamara. Should pick Andy Dalton. Quote, "But when I envision Jim Harbaugh's West Coast offense, I see it being run by Dalton, a smart, egoless player who's just a smidge shy in the deep outs, but works and processes the passing game like Peyton Manning." Like Peyton Manning. Andy Dalton, Peyton Manning, and just might be the next Drew Brees. Plug number three.
Traded up to take Colin Kaepernick.
Andy Dalton is the next Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning morph together, according to Peter King. That's plug number three, ladies and gentlemen. Plug number four, Minnesota Vikings, number 12, will pick Jake Locker, should pick Andy Dalton. The broken record continues. Hey, I like Andy Dalton. No kidding. Regarding Locker, other than his 54% completion rate over four seasons, let's see what else he says, blah, 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 blah. But hey, there you go. There's another plug for Dalton at number 12.
Did take Christian Ponder.
Yes. Pick number 15. So we're on plug number 5 now, or number 6? 1, 2, 3, 4. This is plug number 5 for Andy Dalton. We're 15 picks in here, ladies and gentlemen. Number 15 to the Miami Dolphins will pick Andy Dalton, should pick Andy Dalton. Are you seeing a theme here? So the first round comes and goes, right? And Peter King decides that he's going to analyze who everybody took in the first round of the draft. Oh, the plugs continue, my friend. The plugs continue. The number 15 pick, Miami. Mike Pouncey's not sexy, but unless you think Andy Dalton's clearly better than Chad Henne and should have been the call,
which I don't think anybody does.
There's plug number 6 and plug number 7, all the way up to Cincinnati at number 4, where they took A.J. Green, which he doesn't criticize, and then he says, "The Bengals might get very fortunate if they can steal Andy Dalton early in the second round today," which they did. But good Lord, Peter King, we understand you like Andy Dalton. You don't have to say every single team in a mock draft should take Andy Dalton with their pick. The guy is a second-round QB, may not even be a starter in this league.
I just don't understand all of this. We talked about it last week. All of these quarterbacks, you can compare them to last year, Sam Bradford.
Yep.
Above and beyond every quarterback in this draft, not even a question.
Why are you even wasting a pick on a guy like Colin Kaepernick? Why are you doing?
Especially when they're going to tank the season to get Andrew Luck next year, the 49ers.
You know Jim Harbaugh's in the office just like, they're like, who should we take? Maybe we should take Ryan Mallett. He's really talented. We should take Colin Kaepernick. Why should we take Colin Kaepernick? Because if we start Colin Kaepernick, we'll go 1-15 next year. And then we can go get Andrew Luck, and we can be a good team.
The Carolina Panthers.
You guys
method.
Just sit back. I'll handle this. No big deal. I know who I want. Because if Colin Kaepernick is a second-round quarterback pick, the NFL is going way downhill. If Colin Kaepernick is a starter in the NFL in the next 5 years outside of injuries, I'm going to stop watching the NFL altogether. Okay, when we come back, we'll analyze what's going on with Michigan State football players like Greg Jones, Chris L. Rucker still in the draft board, who they may go to, and some surprising picks of Michigan players. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.